In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Stations of the Most Holy Eucharist. The first station, the offering of Melchizedek, the sacrifice of bread and wine. O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine,
all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
First mentioned in the book of Genesis, Melchizedek was a priest of God Most High and a king of peace. This mysterious priest and king gives Abraham a blessing and brings an offering of bread and wine. Jesus, a priest in the line of Melchizedek, offers the sacrifice of bread and wine on Holy Thursday and ultimately offers his life-giving sacrifice on the cross. Let us pray.
Dear Jesus, you are our King and Priest. Thank you for ruling over us and giving us your body and blood, your very self. We ask you to make your kingdom come quickly. Help us to see in the bread and wine that you offer the perfect sacrifice of the cross, your love poured out for us.
The second station, the Jewish Passover, the blood of the Lamb. O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine,
all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
In the book of Exodus, we read, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You must eat the lamb. Then take its blood and put it on the lintel of the house. For when the Lord sees the blood upon the lintel, he will pass over and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you down." It was eating the lamb and the blood of the lamb that spared the Israelites. Let us pray.
Jesus, you are the Passover lamb. Your blood shed for us on Mount Calvary flowed from your pierced side for our salvation. Your blood saves us from eternal death. Cleanse us, wash us, and strengthen us by your blood. May the angel of death pass over us, and may our guardian angels lead us to eternal paradise to be with you forever.
The third station, the manna in the desert, food from heaven. O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine,
all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
After being freed from slavery in Egypt by the Passover lamb, the Israelites wandered in the desert with no food. Then God spoke to Moses and said, "I will rain down bread from heaven." And even though the Israelites lived on this bread in the desert, they still died. But when Jesus came, he said, "I am the true bread from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will never die." Let us pray.
Dear Lord, you provide for us in miraculous ways. In the desert, you gave food to your hungry people. Now, in the desert of our lives, you give us your body and blood as food to sustain us. Lord, this food is a true gift of love. Give us the grace to never walk away from this marvelous gift.
The fourth station, Bethlehem, house of bread, born to become bread, the bread of life. O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine,
all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which literally means house of bread. Bethlehem is the birthplace of the Eucharist. Christ himself said, "I am the living bread, come down from heaven." For Jesus came down from heaven to give us the food of immortality, himself. And this happens at every Mass. Every Mass is a little Christmas. Let us pray.
Dear Lord, you are the bread of life. You were born to become our food. You are our daily bread, born in Bethlehem and laid in a manger. Thank you for giving us your very self.
The fifth station, St. John the Baptist points to the true Lamb of God. O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine,
all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
During the Jewish annual Passover celebration, lambs were slaughtered, roasted whole on a stick, and then eaten. In the New Testament, St. John the Baptist declares, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus is the Lamb of God, to be sacrificed on the cross, but also to be eaten in the Holy Eucharist, where he becomes food for our salvation. We must eat the flesh of the Son of God and drink his blood if we desire eternal life. Let us pray.
Dear Lord, thank you for the sacrifice of the first Passover lamb thousands of years ago that set the Israelites free from slavery in Egypt. And thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus, the true Lamb of God, who destroys our bondage to sin and death. May we choose to follow him to true and lasting freedom.
The sixth station, the wedding feast at Cana, power to change substance. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine.
All praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
Jesus performs his first miracle at the wedding in Cana. He demonstrates that he has power over substance, for he changes something lesser into something greater, water into wine. The same pattern is present every Mass, where simple bread and wine are turned into something greater, Jesus' own body and blood. Let us pray.
Lord, God of change and transformation, thank you for your love. As you change water into wine and wine into your blood, please, we beg you, change our hearts to believe more fully that it is truly you present at Holy Mass, that you change bread and wine into your very body and blood.
The seventh station, multiplication of the loaves. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine.
All praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
While Jesus was preaching, a large crowd gathered. There were 5,000 men and only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish for food. Jesus, taking the loaves and fish, looked to heaven, blessed, and broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. All ate and were satisfied. This multiplication foreshadowed the words and actions of Jesus at the Last Supper. Today, through the hands of a few priests, the entire world is fed with the living bread of life, the most holy Eucharist. Let us pray.
Lord, you will never leave us. You are with us always. You feed us not only with natural food, but with the true bread from heaven that satisfies the hungry heart. Help us to always focus our hungry hearts on you and not the things of this world.
The eighth station, Bread of Life Discourse. Jesus is the bread of life. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine.
All praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
In the Gospel of John, Jesus spoke to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him." Let us pray.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life. Your words are clear, strong, and powerful. You desire to be in us and for us to be in you. Dear Lord, I ask forgiveness for taking so many Holy Communions for granted, and I ask that you give me a deep longing for a more intimate communion with you.
The ninth station, the Last Supper, on the night he was betrayed. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine.
All praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which will be given for you. Do this in memory of me." And likewise the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which will be shed for you." A new and eternal priesthood was established that night. This Last Supper is the first Mass. Jesus allows us entry into this mystery in the most blessed sacrament so that those who believe might be saved and have eternal life. Let us pray.
Dear Lord, your love for us is beyond imagining. You do not want us to just remember that you died for us, but you desire us to participate, to be present, and to enter this mystery. At the Last Supper, you give us the most powerful gift, your very body and blood, your love poured out. Thank you, Jesus.
The 10th station, Emmaus. We recognize him in the breaking of the bread. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine.
All praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
After his glorious resurrection, Jesus walked with two disciples on the way to Emmaus. He revealed to them that he is truly the risen Lord in the breaking of the bread. 2,000 years later, we continue to find him and see him there in the breaking of the bread at every holy mass. Let us pray.
Lord, when you walked with your disciples on the road to Emmaus, you listened. You heard their heavy hearts. They did not recognize you until the breaking of the bread. Then their eyes were opened. In the Holy Eucharist, we recognize you. As we listen in silent adoration, our hearts, like those of your disciples, burn within us. And we repeat, stay with us, Lord. Help us to be attentive and to see you.
The 11th station, the wedding feast of the Lamb. God desires communion with us. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine.
All praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
The book of Revelation gives a glimpse into the beauty that awaits us in heaven, where we will celebrate the great Eucharistic wedding feast of the Lamb. Heaven will be an eternal wedding banquet between God himself and his bride, the Church. Every Holy Mass is truly heaven on earth, and reception of Holy Communion is participation in the heavenly communion at the eternal wedding feast. Let us pray.
Dear Father, thank you for loving us so much that you not only became man, shed your blood on the cross, and died for us, but also gave us the Eucharist so that we can live in heaven right here on earth. Since the creation of mankind, you have desired communion with us. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on the glory to come, where we will live with you and the Father and the Holy Spirit forever. Amen.
The Divine Praises.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be his holy name.
Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Blessed be his most sacred heart.
Blessed be his most precious blood.
Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy.
Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception.
Blessed be her glorious Assumption.
Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother.
Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Morning Has Broken is a production of the Living Bread Radio Network. To listen on demand, go to livingbreadradio.com or download the free Living Bread Radio app.